Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome to the Real Talk Table with Shirley Rogers and with Kia. I am so happy tonight because my friend Kia's here and we are, and also I would love for you all to also support Kia's podcast. Kia, what's the name of your pod?
Keep It Real with Kia.
Keep It Real with Kia. She's on Spotify and she's on other listening sites. So everybody, I would love for you all to also check out my friend. So we're going to be out, we're hanging out tonight, and we were talking about relationships the other night. So we were just talking about different things we would like to discuss tonight. So we're going to play this little music, and then we're going to get back with you all with some conversation. Hey, Kia, how you doing tonight, babe?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing good.
So how your night going?
Oh, my night's doing good.
That's good. So, you know, I think we're just gonna
let everybody
chill with it.
Okay, just let everybody chill with a little music. And you know, we got this with a little Robin Thicke. And you all, this is so funny. We're listening to music on Spotify. And this is Lost Without You by Robin Thicke. And you know, it's so funny, Spotify, I'm not trying to throw y'all under the bus, but I love when y'all put this little comment. It says, you called us, we're still working on getting lyrics. That's okay, we ain't mad at you. But while Robin's singing, everybody, Just like to say shout out to everybody all over the world, all over the universe. Hello, all of the new countries that's starting rocking with the Real Talk Table. And I'm so excited tonight. The key is going to be with us. And we're just having, just in Ohio, we had over 18 inches of snow, and it's still snowing. But see, we know what to do when it's snowing. We still got to go to work. We still got to get out in it. And what surprised me, I didn't see any snowmen anywhere, so I'm going to have to go out and build my own snowman. Anyway, back to Robin Thicke. Hey, Kia. You need anything? You need water, anything? Are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Okay, come on, Robin. Tell this lady how you feel.
Tell me every morning, ooh, all right, babe.
One of our favorite artists is Jasmine. How do you say her name? Jasmine?
Jasmine Sullivan.
Jasmine Sullivan. And we like this song. It's called Need You Bad. And this all is going to kind of tie in with our last part. We talk about relationships. And this girl don't play with this song. Was she from the islands or something?
No.
No? Oh, she's like an island girl. Okay, but hey, while we're talking about it, let me go ahead and do the shout outs. Hey, Jamaica. Hello, Panama, Brazil. How about everybody in South America? Everybody in North America, South America. Everybody in Canada. Hello, everybody all over Asia and Europe. Everybody all over North and South America. All the islands. And also our heart goes out to the people that have been traumatized by the volcano that's eruption. Also, we ask for Jehovah's grace and mercy to protect the people in all the nations. So that's why we like to have the Real Talk Tape. We like to play music and just talk about some stuff. Because we hold this stuff in, we're going to have nervous breakdowns and blow up. So Jasmine, though she ain't playing with this boy. Look how she talking about his feelings. All right, come on, girl. Tell her. All right, all right, all right. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out tonight with the Real Talk Table. Again, this is Shirley and Kia. And we're just going to just talk about just various different things. And we were talking earlier, we want to just put out some positive information and some love to the women all over the world because we write also know that this virus is out here has impacted not only our country, but countries all over the world. And we also know that, I know we have men as our listeners, but majority of our listeners are women. So we want to encourage you all. And what I'm so happy about is that Kia is here representing the younger generation. She's in her early 20s, and I'm representing the women that's over, let's say over 60. I ain't gonna tell y'all my age until my birthday comes. Maybe, you know, I might tell y'all because I can get my birthday gifts if I tell y'all when my birthday comes, so I'm gonna have to tell you my age. But anyhow, don't be laughing, Kia. I saw you. Also, speaking of birthday, hers coming up in May. So we got to plan something special for my friend. So Kia, I'm ready to talk about some stuff tonight. And first of all, let me begin. Thank you, Jehovah, for allowing us to have this platform to be able to share our love, your mercy. And we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Help us to be a light in this dark world. Help our laughter, our jokes, and anything that we said in aught. We ask your forgiveness and help us to continue to be a light in this dark world. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. I ain't trying to make this a church service, but look, I got to give honor and praises due to the one that created me because I did not create myself. So, hey, I'm going to turn this over to my friend and Miss Kia. How you doing tonight, darling?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good.
Good. Sound good, too.
You took the epic features from Samsung Galaxy S21 5G and created a phone to power every kind of passion. For the puppy people...
our topic today was talking about... We're going to talk about relationships and stuff. Well, basically... we was going to do the... What were we going to do the...
We got it earlier. Excuse me. Earlier, we were going to talk about, okay, ladies, we're going to have to do this one, but we were going to do, what's the difference between a grown-ass man and a boy?
Yeah.
A boy.
Yeah.
But we need to get a boy a title, too, because we got to say grown-ass man.
And boy.
And a boy toy.
Boy.
A boy. See, I told y'all, this is a real talk table. We ain't trying to offend anybody, but, you know, we just the real talk. But we decided with this coronavirus that's going on. Okay, we're not supposed to. They say you can't say the word corona. But with the virus, whatever that's going on in this world is killing millions and billions of people. We were saying, okay, let's do something that can help women continue to stay strong. Because let's be real. Yes, I said earlier, even though we have male listeners, the majority of the listeners are female. So, women, we want to encourage you. And knowing that the world is built upon our shoulders and backs. So as female, we have to encourage one another. We don't have to, I don't care what race, color, or creed you are. Remember, when it all boils down to you can take the flesh off of our bodies, underneath we are still females. Yeah. So come on, y'all, let's put our heads together. Let's stop with this anger and hatred and unforgiveness. Let's put it aside. So... We were talking about, let's talk about some positive stuff, stuff we can help make an impact to help the women all over the world. Even if it's just one or two, we just want to reach somebody.
Okay, so my intake on that is, I believe the difference between the two is, because see, the thing is, it puzzles you. Sometimes, you know, men are manipulators.
Yes.
So, you know, they'll flip the script on them and be like, oh, yeah, I'm a grown man, da, 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 boom, boom, boom. But they say it, but they don't know what it takes to be a grown man.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can be. I guess you could say you is. But it don't all boils up to your responsibilities as a man. First off, a man keeps his word.
Yes.
Just like a woman. We're supposed to keep our word. We're supposed to keep our word as well, too. If we say we're going to do this, we're going to do this. If not, then don't. Just like they said, a man keep his word, a real woman keep hers as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when they don't say that they're going to do this and don't do that, and then it's like, or they say they're going to, whatever, they say, oh, we're going to go here and don't go there, or just little things that they do. You know what I'm saying?
And that's disappointing. You know, I think that I know a lot of times I've told my person that I love, I say, hey, let's just do something spontaneous. Do something spontaneous. I'm sorry, y'all, I didn't mean to bump the table. Sorry. And clear my throat, too, while I was at it. You know, I said, let's do something spontaneous. You know, we're sitting around looking at the TV, looking at movie after movie after movie. And then after a while, I said, come on, let's get out of the house. Let's go for a road trip. No, my game coming on. No, I don't feel like it. No, my back hurt. No. After a while, it's like a little two-year-old. When they first learn the word no, it becomes very aggravating. Because it's like, okay, well, what can we do when you can say yes? You know, okay, so you give them time to see if maybe, okay, I'm going to be the nice, sweet woman. In fact, we were talking earlier before we signed the pod that a lot of men say, you know, when I met you, you was this little sweet lady. And Kia was hilarious. She made me laugh. She said, yes, when you first met me, you want to tell me what you told me, Kia?
Oh, what did I say?
But you first met me, yes, I was a sweet Kia, remember?
I was.
Okay,
and then,
tell me
then you had to bring the other side out.
And you said, what was her name, the other side? Her name was what? And then he brought Fifi out, y'all. Y'all want to know about Fifi.
But, you know, well, you know what I'm saying? And they will. They most definitely will.
They will. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I could be the nice Shirley. I mean, I could be the real nice Shirley. And, you know, and women, too, think about it. We can take a lot of stuff for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then, all of a sudden, like I say, pop go the weasel. That's an expression probably a lot of young people have never heard in their lives. But people my generation and maybe a little younger may know what it means. But eventually, they're going to see the light. And so it's really good to have Kia here with us tonight, y'all, because it's good to have the, it's like, to me, it's like a circle that you cut in half, and both sides, or even though we're not, you know, each side is equal, because both our opinions matter, and we hope and pray that the information that we're putting out here helps somebody. But
the crazy part is, our opinions are the same, it's just level differently off of experience.
Right. And also, what's the good thing, you all, is that the technology, this world that we're living here, we're able to reach masses and masses of people who would ever think that there was a time when they had, okay, I didn't live during this time, but I remember seeing on television and stuff. They had the stagecoach drivers, and they would take letters across the mountains, through the blizzards, and over the valleys, and through the hills to grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. They would go. Okay, I'm getting silly now, y'all. But now, just think, here we are. What did you call this? The technology, the internet. Mm-hmm. Remember you said at one time that this is it. This is the world as we know it from now on. And who would ever know that we would have this virus that would force us to communicate?
That's true.
But it also opened up doors. Who would ever know that Key and I over here in Ohio, USA, would have people that's all over the world that's you know, laughing and talking and chilling with us. If this wouldn't have been possible had it been not for this. And just think, if it hadn't been for that stagecoach driver, he wouldn't have made it across all that water. Y'all getting too silly now. Here, help me, Key. You know, I get done. Oh, she's silly too, y'all. But when we get our little silly mode, and that's a good thing. We laugh, you all, to keep from crying sometimes. In this world, it is... in this world that it is, we have to do stuff to keep from crying. So now we have to take control of situations and just take control and get it right. Laughter helps, doesn't it? You know it does. Okay. And back to the drawing board.
Okay.
See, y'all, I ain't the only silly one in the group. Don't be mad at me. Okay. Do you want me to put them some music on? Hey, how about this one right here? I like this new song, Officially Missing You. I need you to help me. How do you say her name, Kia?
Tamia.
Tamia.
Oh, this old.
Well, okay, all right. Oh, wait a minute. That one didn't come up. Okay, guess what came up, y'all? This one called Stingy by Ginuwine.
Okay.
Oh, she talking about okay. It's old too, but see, she must like that one. That's okay.
I like
both. That's okay, y'all. Here we go. Okay, here goes Stingy by Ginuwine. But wouldn't it be nice, ladies? Wouldn't it be nice if you had someone that just could talk to you like this? Check out these words.
When I say you got me strung out, I don't know and I can't call it, but whatever it is, you got it. Now, babe, without a doubt, yeah. Never been the one to cling, and I don't like to be needed, but now I guess that's all changed. That's why I get mad at your phones, cause I don't want you to go. No, babe, I want you to stay. You got me so into it, I'm gone, but I don't understand. So amazing, captivating, elevating, any way you try to put it. I wanna be your man, so with you. I don't mind, it's all fine, I'm for it. I would so adore it, nothing turns me on.
So ladies, you know, I know all of us have been there, that we've been in positions where we had a man that we thought when we started off in a relationship that he was a grown-ass man. We really did. He started off like one, you know, saying the right stuff, opening doors, calling, texting, baby, how you feeling? Do you need anything? Knowing that, you know, you like pink roses and bring you a little rose and a little gift. And then all of a sudden it stopped. And you're like, what the hell happened? And as women, what's the first thing we do? Come on, Kia. As a female, what's the first thing we do? We blame who? We blame them. We say it again. And this is the younger version, y'all. See, me, old school, we always say, it's my fault. I didn't make the bed right. I didn't make the good old biscuits and gravy.
But see, this is the only thing about y'all.
But what we do?
This is the only thing about y'all. Okay. We cuss them out.
Oh!
Even though we know.
Go ahead.
Even though sometimes we doubt ourselves. But see, we like to build up a wall. We like to be hard. We like to be tough. Mm. You know, my generation is more like, oh no, you're not gonna get over on me. Even though in the back of your head, like, damn, am I wrong? Because you'll even ask somebody, well, okay, was I wrong?
True that.
Let me hear it.
True that.
And then they'll point the little pieces out like, well, you did do a little bit. But you wasn't wrong on the topic or the subject.
Yeah.
You may have overdid it.
Yeah.
Or maybe you may have put a little too much aggressive. But you wasn't wrong about the situation at hand.
Right.
But sometimes, yeah, you know, shit, that's what we do.
And you know what? You're right, because there's times when you told me about situations that you've been involved, and I crack up because it'd be funny, and I'd be like, dog, why I didn't do that when I was her age? I would probably be in a different position. I would be in a different position, maybe not even, maybe financially, mentally, who knows what. So, you know, but my generation, what we did, we took it.
Mm-hmm.
We took it and we held it in. We were the good wives. We were the ones, like I said, made the biscuits and the gravy. And if stuff didn't go right in the family or in our relationships, we immediately felt something we didn't do. We was like, okay, well, he's a good, strong-ass man. But in reality, in time, we found out that, no, they were a weak-ass boy.
Yep.
That's the difference. What's the between a what? We said, between a grown-ass man, and I'm going to say the boy. He need a title, a weak-ass boy.
Yep, there you go.
Because a weak-ass boy, this is what they do. They make promises, but they don't keep them. Yeah, baby, be ready at 8. I'll be by there in a minute, pick you up. That minute would have turned from minutes to hours and hours, and then finally they with the boys, and they got some kind of excuse. Or I'm sure, as women, what do? Do we continue to take this rejection, relationship after relationship, or do we one day finally realize, as you said, Kenya, it's your generation, you all put the brakes up way before my generation did. I could be bad by myself. Go ahead, Kenya, take it from me. What y'all
sure
all say?
Do. We can do bad all by ourselves, shit. So we let, you know what it is? We don't hold back. We let them know our feelings. You know what I'm saying? We don't hold back. We a lot of times express our feelings, and by expressing our feelings, that's aggressiveness. If we cut your ass out, we care about your ass. Because let me tell you something. If I don't care, then that's when you worry.
Huh.
Then that's when I don't give a damn.
That's true, though. You know what? That's when they should worry, though. For sure. Because you know what, ladies? Okay, I don't think it's just us over here talking, but ladies from all over the world, everywhere. What have you noticed were the telltale signs when you noticed that the man that you thought was a grown-ass man all of a sudden turned into a weak-ass boy? Mm-hmm. What did he do to show you that the first person that you thought you knew was just maybe a fraud or fake or phony? That he would just put up a front to win your heart?
He was doing something.
He was doing something because all of a sudden this person changed. You know, it's like, hey, what happened? So, women, we have to stop blaming ourselves. And we do this. And I don't know, even though you kids and y'all generation go ahead and cuss them out and this, but I know in reality, don't sometimes y'all blame yourselves when reality.
No, that's what I said we do. I said that we do blame ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
As females, we do. We'll even ask our girls, like, okay, let me tell you this. Was I wrong for such and such? Boom, 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 boom. Well, you wasn't wrong at the situation at hand, but you might have could have did it a little better, worded it a little better.
So as women, what can we aggressive. Do? So what can we do as females to offer some encouraging words or inspiration to other women to let
them
know?
Don't be afraid to speak your mind. All anything right. you got to say, don't be afraid to tell them. Anything that you feel, don't be afraid to speak your mind. Don't be afraid to have a mind. As women, we lose that. We lose the feeling of having a mind, having a voice.
Oh my goodness, you are so true.
We lose that as women, as having a voice, because men try to control it. Men try to, you know, men try to take it from us, and they feel like we being wrong or we just doing too much. No, we're not doing too much. Y'all are doing too less.
All right, go ahead, my sister. Keep on going, girl. I'm loving it. Don't stop. Hey, y'all, we got to get some water.
I ain't got nothing left.
You ain't got nothing left. Uh-oh. Well, all right, then. But you know what? I love everything that you said because that was a powerful, powerful. And as I've said many times, that it takes a lot, all of us, to make this work. It takes those of you, wherever you are. I don't know where some of you are. Some of you right now are probably in township, villages, cities, states, counties, or what have you. And I just want to say shout out to all the new countries. Thank you, Tanzania. You have was the smallest country, and from the very beginning of the first season, you all have been there and have supported the Real Talk Table. But I really am so proud of Kia. That's why happy that she stopped by, because what she said was so powerful, everyone. As women, we blame ourselves. let's put the brakes on, ladies. Let's stop. And, you know, relationships. Okay, I've never been in a relationship with a person of my same gender. So I can only speak of what I know. But even in relationships of people of same genders, what have you, someone that is not receiving what they're supposed to receive in a relationship has to finally say, oh, I can't do this anymore. It's going to be hard. It's going to take counseling. It's going to take the love of your friends. It's going to take a lot of faith, strength. It's going to also take belief and hope and trust in the one that created you. And it will also take trust of you, trusting yourself. So ladies and gentlemen, anyone that's out there, you know, we always say that somebody completes us, you know. They're like our air and our water. There's even a song entitled Fallen by Maya. And she says that you complete me like the air and water, boy. I need thee. And when I'm in your arms, I feel free, fallen. And she said her head's up in the clouds in love. She's proud to say it loud like an accident happened. Out of nowhere, it just happened. And she's not mad at all because she says she's falling head over heels. And she's falling head over heels with him. I've fallen and she can't get up. And don't want to get up because of love. Because of love, she's fallen head over heels. And she's fallen, fallen in love. And you know, that was happening in relationships. A lot of times we get so fallen. We fall in love. And it says that, she says that you let this love drive you crazy. And the person, you know, at the beginning of relationships, you pledge, you know, I'm going to love you. I'm going to do this and that for you. And so, but then after a while, things change. So what brings about the change? So when we see a change in relationships, ladies, many of us, and I speak for me, I speak for our generation. Unfortunately, we weren't like kids' generation. We didn't cuss them out. We were not raised like that. We didn't see our mother, our grandmothers do that. We didn't see our aunts nor our mothers do that. We were shown the women that that cooked, cleaned, scrubbed, mopped, and ironed and had 8 to maybe 20, 30, 100 babies or something like that. And the men, you know, cussed at them. They had a woman on the side. In fact, not a woman. They still doing it now, but it was like it was almost acceptable. It was like nobody talked about it. It was like, okay. And the women didn't back talk. They got beat, kicked down. Mm-hmm. People would see them with bruises. No one said anything. The police would come by, pick the men up and laugh as they take them out to the car, run around the block. So women, my generation, we kept that stuff and we hid it. But your generation, thank God that you all are stronger and that you all love yourselves enough to say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not taking it. But my generation, unfortunately, what happened, we invested, started off, what, maybe a few years, 5 years, 7 years, thinking, okay, it's going to get better. I know he loves me. He says he loves me. He does this. He does that. Look at where we came from, being on a twin bed, and now we finally got us a full-size bed. And I don't stand out here.
Moving up like Jeff says.
And then you stay to that seven-year, with a seven-year itch. I finally remember what it's called, a seven-year itch. That's a very hard time relationship. You get past seven-year itch, you work and put money in, buying houses, cars, this, that, and the other. And then finally, you get to that 10 years, and you know you can't leave then, because shoot, by then, shoot, you jumped up into a damn mini queen-size bed. I ain't going nowhere. All the investments and stuff you put in relationships.
Oh, shuck it, boogie now.
Hey, you back to Jefferson's. So after years and years and years of being in these relationships and investing in them, all of a sudden you realize that the sparks don't fly. There's no passion there. And you wonder what happened. You wonder why. That's a very hurtful feeling. I don't know the answer to it. Many times I've sat and tried to think back. What happened? Where did it happen? And for whatever reason, it's not coming to me at this time. Maybe it's not supposed to. So where do you do? Where do you go from here? Where are you going to do? You start over? Tell me, Kia. I need some help. I believe as a younger person, maybe you could tell me.
In a relationship, when people be in a relationship for 8 decades, 25 years, you know, a lot of them say that they lack of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, when you figure out your partner, when y'all figure each other out, even if it take counseling, once y'all figure each other out, and once y'all communicate, and once y'all share goals, see, relationships forget to share goals, mm-hmm. share dreams,
mm-hmm.
share, be their support system. You have mm-hmm. to be that person's support system.
Mm-hmm.
They have to know that whatever they're going through, the sickness and health,
right.
when you take a vow when you walk down that aisle.
Thank you.
Sickness and health, whatever, this person's going to be there for you. And you got to know that, and you have to see that. And sharing goals and talking, just sitting there talking, chilling. And this is the thing. This is what people fail to realize. This is why marriages, relationships fail. Be friends first.
Thank you. You have to be friends first.
Because in all, even then be lovers.
Thank you.
Because friends, they can sit down and have a conversation. Like me, you, and I right now.
Right. It doesn't have to be a sexual encounter.
Like you heard women or men say, that's like my best friend.
Yeah.
Because they were friends first, then lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what relationships and marriages tend to fail, because they became lovers first before friends.
And that's
so then that's
important.
When y'all can't sit and talk. And then that's when the relationship gets stale.
That's when it does. And when you said about communication, that's so, so very important. In not only in intimate relationships, but just even relationships, you know, just say even relationships on a job. Even on a job, relationships with your family, just relationships with your friends. Communication, everyone, is the key. That's key. That's why this age that we're in, this age of the internet that we're in, why it's so important that as we all gain knowledge, as we all get go through things, don't keep it to yourself. As I've said many times before, each one reach one, each one teach one. Mm-hmm. And what you were saying about counseling and communication, but the sad part is that what do you do when you're in a relationship where one person wants to communicate, but the other person doesn't want to communicate at all? There's never a good time, no matter if it's day, afternoon, or night. It could be Monday through Friday. It could be a weekend. It's never a good time. And counseling, forget counseling. That's mm-hmm. This person may even tried it once, and it was like, no, forget that. You know, black people, or hey, I just had to throw that out there. A lot of black men are prideful. They don't want to go to someone else, even if it's a black counselor.
No,
even if it's a black female counselor or black male. It's like, no, I'm by in my business. And if you don't get somebody in your business, then everybody right. going to know your business, because you'll be in Duncan Divorce Court.
Thank
That's
you.
You're going to be.
Everybody going to know.
This will be public knowledge.
Fool. But the thing, I believe on that too, because a lot of men do, because a lot of men are prideful. But see, I believe that a situation like that at hand is pretty difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
It is.
For a relationship like that at hand, when they don't want to communicate.
It is.
Because now it's like, who's in it? It's just me.
Right.
It's like, what is we doing? It's like almost like we're like roommates.
Right.
We just see each other when we see each other. It's like, you can't even explain that. It's like,
you're
dang.
In the same house, but it's like, you're in the same house. It's like being in a huge mansion or something. And they're on the other side of the house. You may see them. Maybe you may not.
Thank you.
And that's not how it's supposed to be.
And that's lost. That's when it's lost.
That's when it's
that's
lost.
That's when it's like two doors away from over. That's
it
when
is.
It's lost.
It is.
You ever seen people where they don't even sleep in the same bed? But they're a couple. But they don't even sleep in the same bed.
And that's very sad. Very
that's
lonely.
When you know it's y'all roommates.
Your roommates. Mm.
That's not even a relationship. Y'all just sitting. That's toxic.
Mm. It's right. It's not even a relationship.
It's not a relationship. Y'all, That's not, I don't.
So where do you go from there? So is there an answer to it? What do you do? You just keep saying, you know what? One day it's going to work out. And that's the sad part. You keep saying that one day it's going to work out, and unfortunately, guess what? It doesn't someday work out.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, I'm just going to say to everybody, there's certain goals that I think that we all have to set for ourselves, even if it's something simple. Even if it's something, okay, here's a goal that I set for myself and I accomplished it. If we have to self-love. Today, I sat here and polished my toenails. Okay, that might sound stupid, but I took out time of my busy schedule. I took time out of my busy schedule to do something for me instead of always doing something for someone else. And please forgive my tears, y'all, but this is from my heart. You know, sometimes we have to speak from our heart. And as I was doing that, I said, shoot, let me do my fingernails. Let me do my hair. And I felt so much better because I took time to do something for me. And as women, we do for everybody but us. We do for our jobs. We do for our mates. We do for our men, and it's never enough. So we have to finally say, you know what? Enough is enough. And like I said, we have to set goals. So today was a goal for me. Even though it was a baby step, but it was a big step. Okay, I don't care what the hell has to be done. Ain't nothing gonna be cooked in this house. I'm not gonna clean nothing. I wash when I feel like washing, and I'm going to take out time, and I'm going to do me. And right now, I'm going to need Kia to help me out because I'm a big crybaby. I just busted into a big tear baby crybaby.
It's okay. The tears were meant to come out. Sometimes you hold them too long, and they meant to come out, you know? Sometimes, I know they say you got to cry, you got to laugh to keep from crying, but how much can you laugh to keep from crying?
Thank you. You can only laugh. I think you can laugh so much still. It's to the point of where the laughter turns into illnesses. It starts to eat away at your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get cancers and heart diseases and heart attacks and broken hearts and stuff. But everybody, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, Kia, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For being
no problem
tonight. I really need you as a friend. And that's why it's a beautiful thing, everyone, to have a friend. Don't lose your friends. Whatever you do, don't lose your friends. Don't get so busy being busy. Take time out to love someone. Love somebody that you've never loved before. Tell someone that you love them. Also, everyone with this corona thing out here, please, everybody, please, take care of yourself. Double mask. Follow the, you know, do what you have to do to protect yourself and your family and those people that have very weak immune systems. There's so many people that have weak immune systems. So everybody, we got to leave out tonight on the Real Talk table. Thank you, Spotify, for the beautiful music. Thank you, Anchor, Apple, Overcast, all of the different sites, public radio. Thank you for everyone that has a site that's for the podcast tonight, and thank you everyone all over the world that's listening. We're gonna go out with a song entitled Reach It, and it's by this lady. Kia, how do you say her name? Is it Zanka or Zanki? How would you pronounce it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna spell it, y'all. Zonke. Maybe she said Zanke or Zanke. But we gotta go out. Good night, everybody. We love you, and thanks again for being with us on the Real Talk Table. This is Shirley Rogers, and again, this is Kia.
Good night.
Good night. And again, everybody, please support Kia's pod. And your podcast name again is
It's what? Let's Keep It Real with Kia.
All right, now. Thank you, Kia.
I don't have, because, you know, I just started, y'all, so I don't have too many, but, you know.
Hey, that's okay.
I be busy.
She be real busy, and she's a working young lady. Mm. So, but she's keeping it real, y'all.
Oh, I Love You song?
I Love You is my favorite song. It's my inspiration song. Who am I not to be?
There it is.